you don't get why kids have social media or why they need social media, this video is for you. I always get this type of comment, no shade to this commenter, but I always get this comment on my page of like, kids shouldn't have phones. Kids should never even have social media. Kids should not be on these video games like Roblox. Kids should not have messaging apps. Okay, right, that's great. However, we're dealing with kids who are already on these platforms. Whether or not they should be on these platforms, they are. So my main mission here is how do we protect kids who are on these platforms? Even if the platforms are age-gated or you need age verification, kids can just take their parents' ID and put it into the system. They can get a fake ID and they can put it in the system and continue on. I remember when I was a kid, you can probably remember when you were a kid, you know, we're all former children here, that we did things that we were not supposed to be doing. When I grew up in the digital age and when a site said, hey, 18 plus, check to make sure you're 18, you know, we all went through it, right? I was like, I don't really care. You know, I was 13 and I was on 18 plus sites or chat rooms or whatever, because I just felt like I know enough. Like I know I'm not a kid anymore. I was in that mindset of like, I'm not a kid anymore. I can do whatever I want. I want to see what's going on. I'm curious. All my friends are here. We're having fun discussions. I want to be here, right? So whether or not kids are supposed to be on any platform, to me personally, let me know what you think in the comments, is irrelevant to protecting kids online. Telling parents, oh, just take kids off of this platform. Yes, is that a solution to some of the problems? Absolutely. However, kids, you take them off one platform, they're on it the next day, right? They create another account, they got a different device, they're on their friends' devices. So my thing is, we have to really understand how we're protecting kids, even when we know that they may, even if everything's blocked, even if they are going to go on a friend's device, even they're going to go around things like sugar honey iced tea is going to happen, right? So how do we protect kids in a world where they can do whatever they want? If there's a will, there's a way.